gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like sailing, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yeah, critics say it's a chemical that could cause infertility or even cancer, while others see it speeding the growth of superweeds and causing worrying changes to plants and soil, while the backers, the chemical apologists, say it's safe and has made big contribution to food production. It's glyphosate, and its herbicide is named Roundup Ready. Is it a cancer cause or a crop aid? Or this herbicide is evidently getting some scrutiny. Finally, it's about dang time. Just was talking cancer causes and cures with my good friend Bill Stanton last hour in regard to, what brings this up? Yeah, the mom up there in Massachusetts is being accused of attempted murder simply for withholding chemotherapeutic agents that could kill a healthy person or a healthy child. And they want to blame the parent. But then again, I blame all of us for withstanding, putting up with this garbage of the government sanctioning a state religion in violation of the First Amendment, for which you don't get the so-called right to say the truths and the facts about natural cancer prevention and cures. You know, you can help somebody to cure from cancer, and if you actually take a penny in compensation, suddenly you're busted, illegal, unconscionable. How dare you violate the state's rights. Yes, state's rights. Here we got the government's rights to prohibit you from doing that which is your birthright. Healing. Healing, healing, healing. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show every week. If you have not already done so, sign up for the updates at robertscottbell.blogspot.com. We're very close to re-upping the robertscottbell.com site. I'm still getting email through there and everything, but to be able to update it regularly. We're working on that. Bear with us. I know stuff doesn't happen as fast as sometimes I'd like it to, but hey, just cool, Mom. Just cool. Everything's good. Everything's good. And you can say, well, no, it's not, Robert. Look, they're trying to accuse moms and dads of protecting their children as attempted murders. Well, yeah, in that context, it's not good. But I guess what is good, perhaps, is it's raising the rate, like boiling the frog slowly a little faster. Maybe fast enough for you to jump out of the pot before you boil alive, too. And that's the things I pointed out for years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show before most people even knew they were in a pot and the temperature was going up. And kudos to you who have been with me for years. And hey, kudos to you who have just discovered the Robert Scott Bell Show. Right here live on GCN every week and all the affiliates around the world and country. As well as daily through the Natural News Radio Network, naturalnews.com, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And by the way, as we kick off this hour, I'm going to talk also about a Japan relief effort, some expats that are there on the ground. What are the Americans doing to help out the Japanese? And get some radiation updates as well this hour. Also, in talking detoxification from pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and the like, I've asked Stephen Huer to be available today to come back on and talk more about the detox pathways, the glutathione production that is necessary for detoxification. Also just received a radiation report on the Probiotics 12 that I utilize here, and coming up clean as a whistle so far, so we'll keep you up to date there. So say hi and thanks to Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com for all of his great support and help in getting everybody well here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You often get to talk with him more than you get to talk with me. Jonathan's at 866-424-1077. And if you'd like to be part of the show this hour, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Saying hello to all my Facebook friends, Twitter followers, and all of that. I try to do my level best to respond to you either on the air or off, however it may be. But the cancer cause or crop aid herbicide faces a big test. This glyphosate, the key but controversial ingredient in Roundup, top-selling weed killer worldwide. Now, why are we killing weeds? You know, organic farmers know how to deal with weeds without intoxicating and poisoning the soil. What the hell's wrong with everybody else? And, you know, the fact is the very weeds that we're killing are the very weeds that we need to support life itself and sustain detoxification pathways. In fact, I just wrote an article about this for the next Survivalist magazine. I'll get you the updates on that. Or, again, just stay in touch with the blog or the website. And I talked about the weeds that are necessary for survival. Here we are spending all of our time, effort in polluting the soils and killing these weeds when the weeds themselves contain nutrients and supportive aspects and actions for detoxification. Case in point, my number one prime weed that we need to protect, defend, and do everything we can to grow it, and of course it will grow like a weed if we'd let it, is the dandelion. You heard of taraxacum, the homeopathic dandelion? That's the name in Latin, the dandelion. And of course, it is a key tonic for the liver and the kidneys. You can take the bitters, if you will, the leaves, and put them in your salad and eat them raw. You can juice them. You can juice the dandelion leaves. You can turn them into a tea. You can turn them into an extract and an infusion. There are a lot of ways to deal with the dandelion, but don't spray it with Roundup. You're killing the body's detoxification pathways by destroying the planet, by poisoning the weeds that are here to save us. And I remember so many years ago in the 90s when I went to West Africa and I met with the doctors and the healers there in Nigeria and then in Ghana. And my message to them was, don't do what the white men did. Yeah, well, let's just be honest, man. We've done some great things for civilization, but we've done a lot of stupid things, too. And one of those things is just destroying nature, going into the bush and saying, you don't need those weeds, and killing them outright with toxic pesticides, herbicides, for all the things that are destroying the integrity of the planet. And, of course, the people on it. The planet will recover. The people, we don't know yet, because we still follow these edicts from big government, big pharma, and big media that tell us, oh, yes, how outrageous it is for a mother to deny her child toxic chemotherapeutic agents that would have killed the child anyway. And instead, looking at the absurdity and the dangerous absurdity and the Holocaust inflicted upon us all through this adoption of modern pharmaceutical pseudoscience born out of IG Farb in Nazi Germany and broken up, and the demon spawn, including Merck and others, injecting Gardasil into infants and causing leukemia, rare leukemias. I've got that story linked up at the blog. That's the insanity. What we're talking here is sanity. And you want to know some more insanity? It's Barack Obama, it's Harry Reid, and John Boehner thinking that they've done anything good for this country by cutting $38 billion or so from the budget. Great article at naturalnews.com. Mike Adams just nailed it again. Talking about the difference between the Democrats and the Republicans is that the Democrats want to spend us into oblivion, while the Republicans only want to spend us into purgatory. What's the difference at this point, right? You want to save that money? $38.5 billion they cut? That's less than 1 week. The debt went up by $50 billion over in a week's time. And they're patting themselves on the back? They should be kicking themselves on the aspirin right out of Washington and allowing some real patriots in there that will reduce the size of government down to its constitutionally limited size if there's going to be any opportunity or availability to salvage this. But the reality is, it's over. The days of the dollar, the Federal Reserve note dollar, are numbered because all they have left are monetization. The only thing Bernanke has left, he's causing depression worldwide, is to print more money in order to pay back the debt that they're just basically monetizing at this point. And so the movement is on to replace the dollar with a basket of currencies, IMF, World Bank special drawing rights, the Amero, who knows? And of course, you see the price of gold and silver, it's not gone up. Don't let anybody fool you. The price of the paper currencies has gone down. The value of the paper has gone down because they just keep printing it up. They're creating a cancer in the whole thing, the Federal Reserve System, a cancer on the monetary system. Patently unconstitutional, in violation of so much that is right and true in regards to health and healing the economy as well. That's why these principles here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, not limited to biological, immunological, physiological health and healing. Healing of a political nature. And some people get upset. Oh, you're picking on the Democrats. Oh, you're picking on Republicans. Oh, cry me a river. Grow up, become an adult, and start behaving as if you are an adult, because you're looking for these problem creators to be problem solvers. And the problem is you haven't recognized that there is no problem. Like in The Matrix, there is no spoon. But we feed into their problems, and of course they create even bigger ones and say, we're going to come down and save you from the problems that we created, that you helped us create by feeding us. Yes, we are part of the problem. We have met the enemy, and he is us. She is us. And that is the moment when you wake up and recognize, hey, I do have control over my future. I do have some modicum of ability to change things. Not because I vote or don't vote. Not because there's an R or D or a liberal or conservative in office. But simply because the power to heal is mine. It's yours. It's ours. It's always been that way. But we've neglected to acknowledge it and live it. You know, it was a great quote on Facebook Kevin Miller put up there, and I talked about it a little while ago on Friday on the Healing Revolution on my weekday show for Natural News. You know, you're basically paraphrasing at this point. I'm not seeing it. You are born free. Act like it, right? Are you waiting for permission? Are they going to somehow say, hey, okay, I'm sorry. We forgot to remind you that you are free by birth. Your birthright says you're free, and we do not have control over you or your children. But no, they don't do that. They continue to convince you that you are controlled and owned by the very government that was designed by our forefathers to protect us and protect us from violations of the fundamental right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that which we acknowledge here as a birthright, and don't give it lip service or don't sign treaties to kind of nullify the Constitution. And that which we nullify is unconstitutional, and it's void on its face. And in fact, nullifynow.com, check it out, Austin, Texas. Next week, I'm going to be there. I hope you'll be there as well. Check it out. I've got the link up at robertscavell.blogspot.com. We got lots more healing to do. We're going to detox pesticides next with my dear friend Stephen Hewer, One World Way. And lots more healing to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The number 800-259-5791. Coming right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, once again, Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on for health, freedom, and liberty today. 800-259-5791 is the number to call in. You got a little bit more time to do so if you'd like to be part of the show today. Not set up to take calls during my weekday show yet, so this is the opportunity of the week to do so. Again, hello to all the people out there listening all over the world. And I know freedom lovers, you know, even outside the U.S., sometimes you got to be outside the U.S. to really enjoy liberty again with what's happening here. As I've talked about the assault on families and children. And now, of course, big news on the cancer front. Cancer causer crop aid, the herbicide. We're talking about Roundup Ready crops are actually acknowledging the glyphosate's days may be numbered here. Not a moment too soon, but not a moment too soon. Stephen Huer joins me here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stephen, I wanted to talk to you about this because, you know, I've been talking about pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, all of these things. Last hour I was talking with my good buddy Bill Stanton about cancer and the cause of cancer toxins and the need to remove them. And another important and powerful method, of course, is the enhancement or increase, of course, in production of glutathione. That detox pathway is so critical to all that we do here. And so I thought you might have some insights as well to share with us on pulling these pesticides and herbicides out of the body.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people fail to realize that the type and quality of protein that they consume on a daily basis makes a huge difference in how well their liver functions. And their liver is the largest organ of the body. The skin is the largest, but the liver is basically the second largest. But it performs the most functions, and it's responsible for how well you detoxify. So, you know, the vast difference between health that people experience can be largely linked to the genetic health of their liver. So a lot of people, they'll drink their alcohol on a daily basis or a weekly basis and don't have any complaints at all. Another person can walk down the aisle of, the detergent aisle of a store and smell all these chemical fragrances coming off the detergents and get sick from that because their liver doesn't detoxify real well. And
right.
So what people don't realize is that that's largely dependent upon the rate at which the liver makes albumin protein, gamma globulin protein, and the rate at which it can make glutathione as the master antioxidant and master detoxifier. And then also because the body is uses this throughout every cell, this one peptide, this one protein called glutathione, the body is composed of over 10 trillion cells, and every single cell, this is how important glutathione is to the body, every single cell is supposed to have up to 10% of its interior protein contents, that's the intracellular portion, is supposed to be glutathione. That ain't happening for most people because they're not
that's
eating
right.
high enough quality protein, and they're not eating the right kind, or it's been overcooked or something, and or the source doesn't have much of this particular amino acid in it called cysteine. And in nature, the highest dietary source of the primary missing ingredient for making glutathione, the highest dietary source of cysteine is whey protein from grass-fed cows that has never been heated. And a lot of people might, you know, be yawning and going, yeah, what's so big about a protein powder, whey protein powder? Yeah, I agree. It's a boring subject because every protein powder on the market, every whey protein powder on the market has undergone a pasteurization or a heat process prior to becoming a powder, prior to separating the actual whey from the actual casein portion of the milk. They pasteurize it, then they filter it, and they remove even more of the benefits nature put in there, and they chemically... Yeah.
Stephen, if I may, I mean, you know, you think about this, there's been so much controversy about the government preventing things coming from the market that are actually helpful, and they're altering products through these, whether genetic modifications, even pasteurization. I've talked about how it affects and destroys the integrity of milk itself. How is it that you're able to get a whey product out there without doing some of those things that the FDA says, well, it's okay? I mean, I hesitate to ask it, but it's got to be asked.
Because the end goal is to achieve sterilization, or I should say pasteurization, that is to say the inactivation of the organisms present in the protein powder or in the whey, and that can be achieved through cold method as opposed to a heat method.
Beautiful.
So there's a proprietary way by which one inventor has come across the way to achieve the neutralization and elimination of organisms via a cold technology that doesn't end up damaging the heat-sensitive proteins that nature put in there. So we have both the amino acids and the immunoglobulins. You know, that's another thing is, just the other day I had a guy talk to me, and he gave me a testimony on this. The glutathione production increased so much in his body from taking the product the first day, he has a chronic obstructive pulmonary disorder where, you know, he's a heavy smoker and all that, so he damages his own lungs. Can't even sleep at night for any length of time hardly without being awoken because he has to sleep sitting up and everything. Anyways, he's breathing sound clearly the first day of using this stuff. He used two other products with it, but I believe the whey is the primary one because I had another person report the same thing with their allergy problems. They were breathing freely the very first day they took it, and he slept 6 hours through the night without waking up once the first day he was on this whey protein. Now, that's because his lungs were supported in producing higher levels of glutathione. Yes. That neutralized all the free radicals that his lungs would normally be exposed to, causing the inflammation and the restriction of his bronchial passageways. All that was temporarily improved just because he raised his glutathione production. Mm-hmm. That was a huge, huge improvement for that guy.
Totally. Listen, Stephen, you know, when I talk about lung issues and even digestive issues, I always come back to liver and detox pathways, that these other organs, even though, of course, it was directly impacted by a smoking, there's also the toxin inflow that affects liver and general cellular detox throughout the body, not just the lungs. So the enhancement to the liver and glutathione production all over the place is also going to help the lungs in this way. So what you're saying doesn't surprise me. I'm just pleased to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's a huge factor. I mean, I struggled for years. I did fasting. I did all kinds of pure raw diet, raw vegetarian, raw animal, everything. Nothing would fix the chronic mercury poisoning that I had in my body until, I got on this sulfur thing with using the right sulfur compounds and being the cysteine being the rate-limiting factor. Every single cell has adequate levels of glutamic acid and glycine. Those are the two other building blocks that combine with the cysteine. That's the one the body's missing. And the cysteine is one that's limited in the dietary supply to be able to then go into the cell, combine with the glutamic acid and the glycine to be able to make this glutathione and have this wonderful effect of finally detoxing at the cellular level and or protecting the body from free radicals. With the dietary, like I said, the highest dietary source that in nature provides is whey protein from grass-fed cows and preferably unheated. There are products on the market that are less denatured because they're mildly heated, but in my experience, I've used one of those that's the premier one on the market that's much higher price than even mine, and it didn't do diddly squat compared to this whey, One World Whey Protein. When I took this stuff, I was like experiencing health benefits the first day. I just felt generally kind of like a little bit happier, a little more energy, a little better, more bubbly.
Yeah.
And I'm getting that from people all over the country that are saying this has made this much of a big difference for my health. And so people can expect something that they've never... Go ahead.
I'm totally grateful that you brought this to my attention because it's been an adjunct as well for my family, and I want everybody to know about it because we're looking at the solutions here to get people well, and of course they're all based in nutrition, and this is a critical one to open up those pathways of detoxification from a cellular level on outward, and this affects every area of the body very positively, Stephen. I've got you linked up at One World Whey, WHEY.com. I also want you to tell everybody a phone number. Those that aren't really web savvy, how do they call you?
Call us at the 800 number, which is 888-988-3325. I'll say that again, 888-988-3325.
Well, great. We've got to do a Japan radiation update, and I think also glutathione production is going to be critical for dealing with the impact of radiation exposure. So everybody, pick up that One World Whey from Stephen Huer, 888-988-3325. Thank you for being here, Stephen. Hey, we're rocking the health world here live on GCN and all over planet Earth. I am appreciative that you are here. My number, 800-259-5791. Coming back with a Japan update next.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult.
Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769. This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Here we go. The Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of fat burners for just $99. Spring into hell for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's GetTheTea.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, some weeks ago when the disaster happened in Japan, I was out in Southern California for the Natural Products Expo, and I was woken up by a call from my wife. She said, did you hear what happened? I said, no. You know, she told me about Japan and the tsunami. And they said, oh, it's coming to California, too. Of course, it was a very small thing by the time it reached. And, of course, the one time we had decided to stay right on the beach there, and she was very concerned. But, of course, the real disaster was in Japan, but, of course, it's impacted the world because of the nuclear disaster as well. And I ran into Michelle Rodriguez out of that show. Do you know her, the movie star? She's been in Avatar, the most recently Battle Los Angeles. I think she was in Girl Fight, maybe the Fast and Furious as well and all of that. But she was very concerned about what was going on. She connected with some expats, people, Americans that have gone over many years ago to Japan and that had established a uniquely American approach to the problem of relief efforts. And I have a website that I will have linked up, TDERF, as in Frank, TDERF.org. I'll have that up. I think I listed it on Facebook already. And we're talking right now to Marty Sky, who's been in Japan for 15 years with some feedback on the ground and a special relief fund that has been established to help on the ground there in Japan. Marty, thanks for being on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
So tell me your perspective of what's gone on since you've been there for so long, and what is the update, even including any more radiation updates out of there?
Sure, yeah, we'll get to that in a minute. I mean, basically this is just, like you can imagine, I'm here in Los Angeles right now for some fundraisers, and, you know, when I'm talking to people here, I have to give them visuals of exactly the extent of the damage that has affected the northern part of this country, of Japan. And there is this still photo that I like to refer people to that just sort of gives the extent of the magnitude of what has happened over there. And it is this 200-passenger yacht that it looks like it was literally picked up and set on top of this elementary school. And the only words to describe, you know, what it looks like on the ground is if a nuclear bomb hit the place. It is just, you know, just takes the words right out of your mouth. It's just it's mind-boggling. It's just utter devastation right out of the dictionary, basically.
Yeah, I've been seeing some reports of people entering into the zone. It's like going into a movie set. All you can see are dogs and wild animals maybe roaming around, but there are no humans there, save a few that are trying to address the nuclear emergency.
Right, right. They have evacuated most people now. It's like it's a month past, you know, the date that it happened, which is March 11th. They've got most people living in makeshift shelters. It's not comfortable. You know, big gymnasiums, elementary schools that have just been converted, like places that were spared to great extent, sort of out just a little bit outside of ground zero, if you will. But they're still there. They're building shelters for these people, but it's painstakingly slow. There are still stories. There was a story the other day about some Associated Press guys that went up just inside of the sort of the zone that you're allowed to get into near the Fukushima nuclear power plant, which is still in the news over here all the time. And they went up, you know, to this. They're just, you know, poking around, going into the houses and stuff like that. And then they came across this one house, and they're, like, knocking on the door, and they heard this noise coming from inside. And, you know, this old man is like, you know, hello. And they're like, what are you doing here? And he said, you know, nobody came here to help me, and my wife is gone. I don't know what to do. And they were just, you know, they were just astonished that a month after the fact, this guy is sitting in his home. And he went on to describe to them how the water just came right up to the, you know, his doorstep. And then after that, you know, he's just been sitting there eating his little rice stores and, you know, the limited amount of water that he had. And it was really, really, you know, really heart-rending to listen to this story. And anyway, they left him with some water and some power bars, I think, like that to get him through. And then they had the authorities, you know, eventually go there. But just to just think for a second, a month after the fact in Japan, you think, you know, it's this modern first world nation. They still haven't got to everybody yet.
As prepared as you think they would be for disaster. I want to talk more about some things that the news did not report. On the ground in Japan, I've got Marty Sky. We've got a special expat relief fund on the ground there in Japan. And we'll get some radiation updates as well. Stay with me on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Breaking news after this break.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12+ the finest of its kind? It works and works well. Call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, I put the Japan relief links up on the Facebook update as well. I'll have it up on the blog eventually as well and Twitter it out. That's T-D-E-R-F, Tom David Echo R, radarfrank.org, and we'll have that listed up. Marty Sky joins me for another segment here, updating us on Japan, things that are not being necessarily related in the news. And what I had heard, too, Marty, that there were actually some sort of guidestones warning about an event such as this in Japan. It seems like humans are never learning from history.
That's it, you know, lessons from history, that's it, you know. Amazing. If you get into the ground zero area and you just take a hike from the seashore, you go a mile or two inland, up on these hills, there are these 500-600-year-old marker stones in ancient Japanese script, and they say, a lesson to our future generations, don't build anything under here. The waves of the tsunami have reached this level. And, of course, what do? They build a nuclear power plant right where they're not supposed to. So, you know, it boggles the mind that, you know, these things, they didn't have to happen. And getting to the nuclear power plant itself, it was technically supposed to be offline. They renewed the license for 10 more years, and now we're facing this.
Listen, government incompetence is true everywhere. It's not just unique to America or Japan or anywhere. And the fact that they wouldn't pay attention to that which we knew from history, that the stones were right there from their ancestors. And also raises another point. Is the end of the world near? Well, if we're so stupid that we do something like this, it could be over for us. But the fact is these things happen. They ebb and flow throughout history, these disasters, including tsunamis, as their ancestors had acknowledged. So what's the radiation report up there in near the area as well as down in Tokyo and other areas now?
Yeah, I just got off the phone with my guys. Microsievert levels. In Fukushima, it's 2.2, and that's dangerous. You don't want to be in the area of the nuclear power plant. Tokyo is 0.083 microsieverts at the moment. That's double what you'd find if you're just out on the ocean for a pleasure cruise from, you know, radiation, solar radiation, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
As you get down south, in Japan, Osaka, Kobe, Kyoto area, you're looking at 0.043. That's like within safety levels.
Okay.
And then Fukuoka, which is on the South Island, it's 0.036 according to my notes here, which is right on, you know, regular
all
natural
right, so
levels.
Further south, they're obviously not getting the same kind of impact as they are in the north. Now,
exactly.
What about impact or interaction? You know, you're an expat, American. What do the Americans do to help out here that the news did not report?
Well, again, you know, I'm not sure if your listeners have lived in Japan. I'm sure some of them have, and many people have traveled there. Japan is a unique culture. You're seeing in the news reports of like, hey, there's no riots, there's no chaos, everybody's just calm and cool, and they're just waiting for people to come and help. Like, this is crazy, you know. Our relief workers went up 2 days after the fact, and they had all of these photos. Some of them are on our webpage, and more will get uploaded as they get back. They're just running and gunning, and they've been doing so for 3 weeks. But like, for example, cash machines, ATMs, convenience stores with their doors wide open, nobody taking anything. In fact, waiting there for somebody to show up so they can buy something. Like, this is just...
That's a radically different culture than we're used to.
That's Japan. The bureaucracy, let's just get onto that topic. Japan is, you know, for all of its orderliness and, the way that they behave, it stems from bureaucracy. The biggest question is, why couldn't the Japanese use their own military guys to get in there and get on the ground and help out?
Right.
Well, it was actually the Americans that went in, and they were standing by. It was the U.S. Marines that went in and cleaned up the major airport that was in the affected zone. It's called Sendai Airport. And I think the commander in charge at the time said, like, when he walked in there, I remember reading the report, he's like, I don't even know where we're going to begin, but let's come on, guys, let's roll up our sleeves and get down to it. And, yeah, wow, they got the job done in a week, the U.S. Marine Corps.
Wow. Well,
imagine,
you know, the Americans are good, and we are, in regards to taking charge and doing stuff, very action-oriented,
mm-hmm.
and I think, that's a good thing in times of crisis, although
mm-hmm.
There are other issues in regards to our use of the military. I think that's a much better
right.
use as humanitarian efforts, although a lot of times it's not that. But you've set up Tohoku Daishinsai, which you say
good
translates
yes,
into
Northeast. Yeah.
Northeast Great Disaster Relief, Expat Relief Fund. It's
TDERF.org.
Marty Skye, I hope you'll come back, give us some more updates, and we'll do some more of my weekday show to let everybody know what's going on.
Absolutely.
All right, everybody check it out, TDERF.org. I'll have that linked up at the blog soon. I've got a shocking story out of Big Pharma. They want to give you a pill for racism? What is that? Stay with me, rocking the health world more on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this break.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom, here's Roberts.
Hey, special thanks to the crew from Nordic Naturals, from One World Whey, from ChooseToBeHealthy.com, and Sovereign Silver for your support of a message of health, freedom, and liberty like nowhere else in media. I'm grateful for all of them and all of you for saying thanks to them from me. And that keeps us going, keeps us rocking and rolling every week here on GCN and now Monday through Friday at naturalnews.com. So sign up there, updates everywhere in ways you don't get anywhere else. So thank you again. And this segment, I want to wrap it up with a shocking pharmaceutical claim regarding racism. But first and foremost, nice update letter, if you will. Occasionally get emails here at the Robert Scott Bell Show. And this is from someone named Jean, and treating a spider bite. She said, I had gotten a spider bite and tried prescription drugs to heal it. Even one doctor biopsied it just to see if it was cancer. And says, I knew it was not cancer. It was a spider bite, and told my sister-in-law, and she gave me some Sovereign Silver first aid gel. I used it faithfully, and the itch irritation gone. I'm telling you, there are tools in nature. Silver is one of the most profound tools that we can utilize for healing of tissue, for reducing or eliminating infections, for accelerating healthy tissue regrowth. And yes, if you are still using petrochemicals like Neosporin, what the heck are you doing? Go out and get some Sovereign Silver first aid gel. And if you're not sure where to get it, give them a call this week at 888-328-8840, 888-328-8840. And start detoxifying on these other levels. By the way, silver carries a lot of oxygen, and that's good if you're concerned about other issues like we talked about, cancer. If you can oxygenate your system, cancer is not going to be too pleased with you. Again, thanks to Marty Sky as well for dropping by. Stephen Hewer as well. Martin was giving us the Japan update, on-the-ground updates. Particularly, you know, when will we ever learn, right? When will we ever learn? I mean, how many times have our ancestors warned us about this? How many times did the Founding Fathers warn us about the fact that if we would abandon liberty, if we thought the Constitution would protect us just because it was written, that we would end up in a disastrous situation that we find ourselves in? But now, just like in the Soma of Brave New World, Aldous Huxley, we've got on tap here, I've got a link through the blog. Racist? Angry? The answer may be in a pill. Of course it's in a pill. That's right. You're racist because you don't have a pill. You're angry because you don't have a pill. You know, a pill to enhance moral behavior, a treatment for racist thoughts, a therapy to increase your empathy for people in other countries. These may sound like the stuff of science fiction. Yeah, I think so, but they're trying to make it factual. With medicine moving closer to altering our moral state, right? Morality coming from a pharmaceutical pill like Prozac, altering your mental state, they're recognizing here. I'm telling you, this is not science fiction anymore. The government is one step away from drugging you. Look at what they've done. Criminalized parents for saying, nope, I'm not going to drug, intoxicate, I'm not going to vaccinate my child. How long will it be till they say, well, if you don't, your child will be labeled as racist, and we can't have that element in society. We'll put them in this internment camp unless we drug them. Now, what is racism? But the belief in the inherent genetic superiority of one race over another. It's ludicrous. It's abominable. But you could take a pill to get rid of that stupid belief. The problem is, really, these people don't know who they are. They don't know their place in the universe. That is look, we were born at birthright, creator, creation, by God, for goodness sake. And soul is what is inside. What is on outside is this shell that distances us from each other, evidently, because we look at pigmentation. And we still say in 2011, oh my gosh, you've got more pigment than me. That means you're less than me, or vice versa. Look at me, I'm pigmentally challenged. Not as much as my wife, who is desperately pigmentally challenged. 10 minutes out in the sun, she's getting burned. She needs some pigment. Can she borrow some from me or from you? And of course, it's absurd just because you have more or less pigment that you're somehow better or worse. It's ludicrous. And until parents raise their children differently, of course, the belief that in weird belief, that disgusting belief is going to perpetuate on planet Earth. Now, personally, I would rather know if someone is racist than not. And of course, a lot of the times the government, by so-called outlawing these things, racist thoughts, it's the thought police. And then they go into hiding underground and they're seething with anger and hatred for you because you look different. You don't know it because the government has basically said it's outlawed. So they have to be, I don't know, let them be overt. Let them say they're racist. I don't want to have anything to do with them. You probably don't either. But no, we can't have that. We need the nanny state telling us all what to believe. And if we don't believe the right thing, well, we're going to get you a pill for that. And if you're not going to take it, we'll give it to your children. And if you're not going to give it to your children, we'll take your children and force it on them. And you think I'm making that up? Look at the stories I have linked up on the blog today. This is the reality of the pharmaceuticalization of all life. The synthesis, you know, just turning it all to synthetics. And we have got to detoxify from this nonsense. And, of course, until we wake up and discover who we really are. And if you think that physical shell that you inhabit here while you're alive on planet Earth is who you really are, you're looking much too shallow. Read the scriptures. Read the things that, you know, you might study on a Saturday or a Sunday, the last day or the first day of the week, whichever you look at it. And at this point, then you outgrow those old things. And I see, you know, my kids interacting. They don't have these beliefs. You know, a lot of kids waking up, growing up, going, looking at each other and going, hey, we're not that much different. Humanity. Of course, till the aliens come and then we all align and we start looking at each other as, oh, we've got to defend ourselves from the aliens, the alien invasion. And of course, why does it take the threat of war to bring us all together, right? Whether it be the 9/11 attacks or other things. Are we so immature that we cannot get along unless there's a threat of annihilation? Is that only the times where we can play together nicely, safely in the same sandbox? Now, of course, when we have a lack or perceived lack of something, we always look, I say always, but, you know, and humanity has done this for time immemorial. We've always looked elsewhere outside of ourselves for that fulfillment. We don't have it here. Let's go conquer their lands. Let's take their women and children. And our government is doing that to us because what do they lack? They lack integrity. They lack the ability to continue on any longer without completely enslaving us to a system that is completely bankrupt, beyond bankrupt. As I said, whether it's Pelosi, whether it's Reid, whether it's Boehner, whether it's Newt Gingrich, whether it's Obama, all completely bankrupt because they violated a fundamental principle, that is freedom. And they've enslaved you and your children and your grandkids to a debt that is untenable and can't be repaid except through monetization, which is a toxic means by which they destroy the future. Not here, not now, not ever. In fact, next week I'll have some special interviews from Nullify Now in Austin, Texas, including Tom Woods and other great groups from the 10th Amendment Center. We'll be spotlighting them this week. I've got Dr. Carolyn Dean coming on this week on my weekday show, as well as Jonathan Ebor. Rocking the health world every week right here on GCN, reminding you, vitamin L and the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.